Right now on VFN TV, a prophetic word being given by Patricia King talking about there's going to be a great harvest of souls through the cyber evangelism over the internet. And we're going to hear about a gold rain prophetic word, provision coming to the people for the harvest is coming up. And also, can you imagine 1,000 people joining your church a week? We're going to hear a prophetic word from Rick Joyner talking about that. We've got to get ready for this great harvest coming. And finally, the code for the Kingdom Hackathon. Christian coders are now getting involved and making an impact in the world through their programming right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster and John Ramos is joining us. John, this is exciting days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The harvest of souls.
Oh my goodness. You know, we've been speaking prophetically for so long and God's revealing these things to us in dreams and visions and other prophets that are going on. Yeah. And we're loosing them. And of course, that comes before it actually happens.
Sure.
You first have to begin to basically till the soil up with what God's going to do as people get ready and prepare for it. Now we're starting to see it come from everywhere right now, right?
It's awesome. The manifestation is a beautiful thing,
yes.
And this is just the beginning
right.
of what's really going to happen.
I'm telling you right now, if you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.com, you got to go there. It's a movement that you got to join. I mean, Lord has called us to bring His kingdom here on earth, and His kingdom is about healing, provision, prosperity, blessing folks. I mean, it's an exciting type of thing, and He wants to bless you right where you are in your particular aspect of culture.
Blessed to be a blessing, right?
Blessed to be a blessing. You want to be blessed? Think about, how do I want to bless other people? And that's something, you know, God doesn't mind getting resources to you as long as He can get resources
through you.
And the Lord showed me He wants to be able to provide resources for His people and for people that are in need, but we've got to have the character and the integrity and the know-how to be able to manage it.
That's right.
If not, it's like having a bowl with holes in it, and it just falls right through it. Guess what? You can learn those skills at VFNKB.com. You can find out more details about it. This word with Patricia King talking about, you know, that a great harvest, the greatest harvest of souls the world's ever seen, is going to come over the internet, actually says, through cyber evangelism.
Beautiful.
We want to be able to, John, can you read this word
yes.
for us? This is Patricia King, powerful prophetic word.
The prophetic word can come to us in many forms, dreams, visions, quickened scriptures or messages, signs and wonders, and a still small voice, etc. In the spring of 2017, I began to receive an unfolding revelation regarding the coming harvest of souls into the kingdom. It began with an accelerated burden for the lost, following a crusade I ministered at in India, where over 35,000 souls were saved.
35,000.
First-time commitments.
35,000.
35,000.
Awesome.
In the fall of 2017, a specific scripture portion powerfully impacted my heart regarding the coming season on reaping souls out of darkness and bringing them into God's kingdom of love. It was followed by numerous prophetic insights, subsequent visions, and an impartation of understanding by the Spirit of God.
I mean, He speaks to us in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the full word at one moment, but really you got to pay attention because you got to put all the pieces together.
Sure.
We all know in part and
prophesy
in part, but when we come together and unify, we get to hear clearly what's going on. That's
full
what she's
counsel.
Talking about. Can you read that prophetic word to us?
Yes.
Read it to us.
The angel in mid-heaven and the cyber harvest of souls. God is about to release a powerful and massive harvest of souls along with the discipleship and mentoring of new believers through the use of the internet beginning in 2018. Cyber evangelism and discipleship will be implemented in the church as a tool for bringing in this great harvest. Now let's examine the following prophetically impacting scriptures the Lord revealed and the points He gave. The scripture says, "And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come. Worship Him who made the heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of waters.' Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe. Mm. Then he who sat on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was reaped. Revelation 14, 6 through 7 and verses 14 through 6. Now the word angel used in verse 6, agelos, means a messenger from God who is sent. God is going to use his messengers, his people, through the avenue of the internet to preach the eternal gospel to all who live in the earth, to every nation, tribe, and tongue, and people. In verse 6, we see a reference to the messenger preaching the eternal gospel from mid-heaven. I felt the Holy Spirit confirm that in the context and application of this prophetic word, it is referring to the cyber heavens.
Man.
Wow.
Woo. You got to get hooked up with VFNKB. We are prepared to be able to help bring you into that. The Lord has given us wisdom. There's so many others as well, but we are prepared for that right now. VFNKB.com.
In verse 14, we see Jesus described as having full and glorious authority, the golden crown, with a sickle in his hand. Sickles are used to reap the harvest. When I read in verse 14, I saw a golden sickle that was glistening with brightness. Gold is often a symbol of glory. The manifest glory of God is going to accompany this harvest.
Remember gold, because we're going to talk to you about gold in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Miracles, signs, and wonders will be released in great measure to bring in the harvest. Gold also stands for provision and wealth.
This is awesome. We're going to go ahead.
This harvest will be provided for with the blessings from God's glory realm. Wow. It is time. In verse 15, we see another angel declaring that the hour has come to reap. It is important to discern the time so that we can move forward in the rhythm of God. We are in a Kairos season, a God-appointed time for cyber harvesting. We are to move on this. Put in your sickle. It is time to act.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Verse 16, we see Jesus laying his sickle into the earth and reaping the harvest. We, as his people, are in him. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I also send you. John 20, verse 21. He will use us as we are in him to bring in the harvest of the earth. We are his hands and his feet. We are his body. We have his sickle in our hands. Note that he put the sickle from the heavens. In Christ's body, his church is going to move into cyber harvesting in this season and reap the nations from the mid-heaven.
See, it's defining as the mid-heavens as cyber. They call it clouds.
Yes,
know, in the cloud.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Jesus made it clear in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, that we are to disciple nations. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So how will they be discipled? Mm-hmm. A question to ponder. If 500 or maybe 1,000 new believers were to come to the Lord in your church or your area overnight, how would they be discipled? Your church might not be ready for this yet. In the coming harvest, it is probable that hundreds of thousands and even millions will come to the Lord in one sweep of the sickle.
One sweep.
Mm. Through the internet, we can be assured that they can have access to all they need for foundational teaching. And through social media, we can reach them relationally with pastoral mentoring and input. There are many ministries who have been forerunning this and are currently mentoring online with discipleship and teachings for new believers. But God wants all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. Okay.
The harvest will be too great for only a few ministries to be engaged. Every individual can reach out through the cyber advantages we have today with social media. It is easy to share testimonies and invitations to come to Christ. Entire church congregations can get involved. I feel the Spirit of God inviting every believer in ministry who has access to the internet to use this tool with intentionality for the reaching of the lost. Every effort, small or large, can make impact. Now, God's tech team.
His tech team. Love it.
I saw a number of individuals who are currently technically groomed, being anointed by God in this season. New ideas and technical possibilities for harvesting will come forth. I also saw social media marketers being anointed and called into the harvest fields of cyber evangelism and discipleship for such a time as this. Where do we go from here?
2020 is the
target year. The Lord revealed that the harvest is now, and we are not to delay in laying the sickle into the fields. But 2020 will be the significant year for the greatest harvest of souls that has ever been reaped. It is time to receive your strategy from the Lord and to act on it. You can use the internet to share your testimony, preach the love of the gospel, preach the love gospel, and offer opportunity for the lost to come to Christ.
This is so powerful. Wow. Well, you do that at VFNKB. We have the details, VFNKB.com, and Patricia King's doing, and so many's doing, but it's time to prepare. You can no longer sit back and think that the harvest is going to come to you, but you can go from where you are virtually.
That's right.
And we thank you for all, I mean, you're watching us right now, you'll be watching us from South Korea, you can be watching us from China, you can be watching us from Russia. We have a shout out to all of our Russian viewers out there. We thank you for those in South America, how you've been just, you know, Venezuela, you know, we're shouting and praying for you, man, and putting the word out. It's time for you. Listen, if you're thinking everybody's going to come to you, the Lord, it's not a come-y church, it's a go-y church. He said, go ye into all the world. And now what she's saying, what we're hearing is we can do that. We're talking to the world.
And evangelism has never been any easier than it is now. Yeah, it is literally one click, one share, one post.
And one important thing to remember, too, because some people are trying to live. Yeah. And the reality is it's always going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you to lay down your life for the gospel. And when you start feeling this protectionism of yourself and realize, I'm going to face God. I need to do what he said.
That's right.
And you can do that, you know, through what we're talking about, what she's talking about. We get back from this break, you're going to hear Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talk about, can you imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church? We need to prepare ourselves. And we'll talk more about that at the break. Join us at the short break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the 7 spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting. Over the internet, a cyber evangelism taking place. But guess what? That lines exactly up what the Lord has been showing us. And also showed Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence. As a matter of fact, look what the Lord showed him. That lines up with what we're hearing, what we're doing at VFNKB, and what Patricia King just prophesied, which John just read. Take a look.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates His mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
Is that awesome? Think about it. So provision and the harvest. You have the harvest and provision for the harvest is coming over. That's what we're doing at VFNKB. VFNKB.com. Get connected, partner. Be a part. You know, sign up for one of the classes that are going on. Participate what's going on and get the tools that you need to be able to be the most effective in this harvest, that you be a part of that sickle that's going on. The Lord gave me this dream, this one prophetic dream. He showed me when justice comes down on the evil one, that even though you weren't even believing it, and we're seeing it take place all over the place, that gold rain started coming down in that courtroom of God, and provision is going to come. Listen, Satan has to pay back 7 times what he stole from you when he's caught, right? And so understand, I mean, literally, as soon as judgment came down in this prophetic dream God gave me in this courtroom, and nobody believed that the evildoer was going to get punished, right? And the prosecutor is going, it's going to happen. We're like, we didn't give him nothing, right? Because it's so long. We went so long without justice taking place. And then all of a sudden, the judge slams the gavel down. And as soon as he slams the gavel down, the judge, boom, the whole courtroom just filled with just gold rain, like shavings of gold. And you couldn't even see each other. And the prosecutor turns around and goes, I told you so, right? And as she said, that she's talking about the gold, the provision that's going to be coming in the rain. And also the Lord showed me specifically, she said, it'll happen in the glory. Well, the Lord had me several times inside of a grammar type school area where the glory of God was coming down on that school. And these young kids, well, I'd say 5th, 5th grade and below, the power of God was just there, the presence of God, and they were just going after God. And, and the adults came in, and people came in, and it was in the glory of God. People wanted to be able to give.
Yeah, and the Lord showed me that in the glory as well, where it wasn't so much about what necessarily someone was saying. It was about what God was doing.
He just did it.
And a young girl laying hands, I mean, the power of God fell so powerful that it just drove people all the way back, as far as I could see.
Young girl, just sharing.
Young girl, sharing a little testimony briefly, and started laying hands on people. Right. And just glory of God just mowed people over.
Yeah, and this one girl was moving in this particular prophetic dream. The glory of God was on her, and some adult started being critical. Everybody caught behind her and said, don't you talk about her like that. But what happened in the glory, John, because he's talking about provision, is there's people that need finances, but they don't have the integrity and character for finances.
Sure.
They don't know how to, they've gotten money. If you're an American, you're the richest person in the worst persons in the world, but you spend it, you consume it. So how do you actually manage? If God's going to give you $1 million for His kingdom, how are you going to manage that? Well, the Lord showed me in the glory when that was taking place in that school, and children are being touched, teachers are being touched, you know, adults are coming in, that there was people there that had lived their life and they were ministering, singing a song, and they needed finances, but they've had finances, but it always went through their hands and couldn't hold it. And so they wanted to give them the finances, but they couldn't do that. So the person who said, I want to give where there's never a one again, they gave it. They were going to give it to VFN Kingdom Business, because VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.com, we can help train them and move them to that place of the things that God's taught us to be able to handle great wealth, because it's going to be very expensive for this huge harvest, very large harvest.
Millions of dollars.
Millions. Yeah, we can't go over those details. So imagine this. This is Rick Joyner with Morningstar Ministries talking about, you know, what do we got to do with this thing? You imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church? Well, check it out.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, We need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. The evangelism is going to happen. Evangelists are getting anointed. This is going to happen. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. We need hundreds of thousands of people equipped right now to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to preach the gospel, to lay a solid foundation in new believers' lives. What I'm saying is we've got to fulfill the Ephesians 4 mandate to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. Where you, it's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement, and we've had many and great ones. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
That's exactly what we're doing at VFNKB. We are preparing you. We have a thing called the Vine Seminars that you can go to. We have something about the 15th thesis by Wolfgang to be able to inform you. God's calling you to the latter part of what he was talking about right there. It's going to take every piece of property that we have to be able to do what's going on. We're in a position to empower you to be able to do that. We want to partner together for the harvest and what's taking place. This is exciting. Once we get back from this break, we're going to talk about coding, right?
Yes, hackathon, kingdom coders, spreading the gospel, taking over the internet for God.
Literally, awesome. The programmers are saying, we want to use our skills to be able to take people into the kingdom of God and to bless them. It's exciting. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Merrily Parrish from Loveland, Colorado, who is a Christian author and CEO, wanted me to just take a moment and share what I think about the word believe. Well, belief is very, very important. To believe in something is to motivate you, to instill purpose within you. I think it would be very sad not to believe in yourself or not to believe in God or not to believe in the purpose or the cause of which you are created. But I do want to say one thing to Mary Lee and to all of us. There are some people who are too simplistic about believe, and they say, well, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. It's not true. Not true. Trust me on this. You can believe a lot of wonderful things and not achieve them unless you have the resources, the help, the giftedness, the opportunity. So believe gets you started, but then you have to complement that with hard work and good choices to succeed and be the person that you believe that you can become.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome back to VFNTV. Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. There's so many things going on in regards to technology, business, but guess what? Criminals and people that want to spread darkness are also on the internet doing evil things. But Christian people who work in computers that do coding, they call it coding, where you actually, that's what happens when you put your computer buttons, yeah. Coding. It's called, what do they call it? The Kingdom Coding
Hackathon.
Hackathon.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Check it out.
I am a bioinformatics scientist.
I'm a developer, and I'm a designer.
We're developers.
I'm a computer science professor.
I'm a technical program manager.
I'm a business owner.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I'm a 3D graphics programmer.
I'm a super duper programmer.
Today to talk about information technology solutions for the kingdom.
Let's pray about our purpose together for being here this weekend.
I've never seen so much potential in one room at one time.
We just have to activate, empower, and release the believers that are in the cities.
Right, and how am I going to demonstrate his kingdom, right, in this environment?
I just love the idea of bringing technology in a way to glorify God. Applied technology is just exciting.
Just like being welcomed into the kingdom, everyone is instantly your brothers and sisters.
Human trafficking, the homelessness and poverty and biblical illiteracy. As we try to figure out how we tackle those things, I think God is smiling on this event.
Guys, we can do this. Let's do this together. We can make it happen.
Just a great energy and camaraderie within the community.
It's very encouraging, you know, being here with other Christians that work tech.
It's about activating people to unleash their gifts for the gospel.
It's one giant brainstorming session. There's some things that are going to be developed here that I'm going to end up having in the palm of my hand in an app.
We're building a collaborative Bible reader with annotations. I'm working on a game about community building.
We're working on a Bible note sharing application.
I'm building communications technology to have deep conversations with your closest relationships.
My project is organic mail. So this is on the logistical side. It's pretty good.
And previous.
The word goes to ceaseless.
God invites us all to use the gifts and the talents he's given us to further his kingdom. But most importantly, I think we forget, is he invites us to do it with him for the joy.
Wow, is that totally awesome?
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is so exciting. We've been prophesying about this. We're so grateful for you. If this is you doing it, and you have a desire to do it, listen, you can hook up with them. Hook up with VFNKB, VFNKB.com. We want to be able to work with you. We have a couple awesome golden nuggets from heaven that we could give you that you could take your skills to be able to build that app, and it could go all the way around the world. We've been looking for those people to be able to do that. Well, you have the talent, you have the knowledge, but you don't have the substance. So what are you going to build? What if God just gave it to you? Some of that's at VFNKB. Go to VFNKB.com for that. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for Patricia King and her speaking boldly.
Yes.
And we thank you for what you're saying about revival happening from around the world. We thank you for Rick Joyner and Pastor John Kilpatrick, Lord God, and for all those in the kingdom coding, Father God. We pray right now for our audience. We pray a blessing over them, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved. That the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else. And you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And
The greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved. Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.